Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter with community comment. The Declaration of Independence was and is one of the most important documents of the United States of America. When the Declaration of Independence was adopted on July 4, 1776, it marked a pivotal moment in American history in which the Second Continental Congress announced the separation of the 13 American colonies from Great Britain and the creation of a new nation in America. The decision to declare independence from Britain followed a decade of rising tension between the colonies and the British government and more than a year of military clashes between the two sides. In June 1776, the Second Continental Congress set about the work of drafting, debating, editing, and approving the Declaration of Independence. Even after the Declaration was adopted on July 4th, it took many more years for the historic document, which is now preserved in the National Archives, to be completed. Today I wanted to give you a reading of the preamble to the Declaration of Independence that Thomas Jefferson wrote. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which imperil them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to the suffering while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.